Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Let's talk about you finally getting some more sleep. You know, I've always been a big proponent of pushing this topic on people very strongly, because we've known for a very long time, only about 50 years of real research, that if you're not getting enough sleep, your cognitive abilities throughout the day go down, your creativity goes down, your stress goes up, your bad decision-making goes up, and your ability to handle conflict or life challenges and be resilient and happy and positive all goes to So what do you do? How do you get more sleep? How do you finally manage this part of your life? Because look, we all have a lot of expectations, a lot of demands in our lives. And so at some point we start believing the hype out there that, oh, hey, you can get by on, you know, 3-4 hours of sleep. Don't worry about it. Just sleep a little less, get up a little earlier. And we start telling ourselves this big lie that we can get away with less sleep, even though we have 50 years of science saying we can't. Especially today, you know, there's this popular myth that, oh, you know, you can take, you know, sleep for 2 hours, you know, rest, take a nap for 30 minutes here and there, or sleep for 4 hours and nap and meditate throughout the day to catch up. And the reality is we know that's not possible for the vast majority of people. And people say, well, but Brendan, the Navy SEALs can do it. I'm like, yes, but you're not a Navy SEAL. And they hate it. And they call it Hell Week when they do that, okay? Most normal, average, must perform, must be awesome, care about your high performance, and have to be smart people throughout the day, really must sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. So if you're not getting that on a consistent basis, what can you do? Well, first and foremost, if you're not getting that much, don't all of a sudden take this pressure on yourself about sleep in a sense of saying, well, gosh, I'm only sleeping 4 hours of sleep. I better figure out my 8 hours. It's like, calm down, dude. Here's how I want you to start. Just get 45 to 50 minutes more sleep tomorrow, tonight, this week than you usually do. Every night, just knock out another 45 to 50 minutes. How do you do that? Go to bed 45 to 50 minutes earlier than you usually do. That's all. Just start with that. And that, if that picks you up that 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th hour of sleep, rock on. If you have no problem sleeping 8 hours regularly throughout every single night, then, you know, go watch one of my other videos. But for those who have that challenge, you're just not getting that 8 hours of sleep on a consistent basis, here's the first counterintuitive thing that you can do. And it's gonna sound weird, so let me walk you through it. Rest more during the day. One of the reasons people don't sleep enough and can't fall asleep is because they're keyed up all day. They're building this momentum, this tension, this stress all day. And then at night, they get in bed and they're like, whoo! You know, they're like totally whacked out on a roller coaster, and they cannot bring the adrenaline down. You need to teach your body to have the ability to recover. And actually, if you recover throughout the day, it's easier to put yourself to sleep at night. It's almost counterintuitive. So how do you do that? Well, we know, for example, that people who meditate sleep better at night because they've learned that ability to manage their mind, to slow it down, to chill out. So try this. If you've never tried it before, meditate every single day for about 20 minutes. Just find a time during the day to meditate, to sit down, close your eyes. If you've never watched my video on YouTube called The Release Meditation Technique, give that a try. I've taught over 1 million people now how to do the release meditation technique. It's very simple. You close your eyes and you repeat the word release to yourself over and over and over. When other thoughts come up, you just return to the mantra of release. And that's all you do. Eyes closed, repeating release for 20 minutes.
super simple, incredibly effective. If you're someone who's like, dude, I don't want to try meditation. I tried it. I don't like it. I didn't release. I don't like it. That's cool. Then go for a walk for 20 minutes during the day without your phone, without anybody with you, by yourself. Don't speak. Try not to think too much. Just wander for 20 minutes outside. Just walk around. Have 20 minutes of silence, no stress, no screens, breathing with each step. Just think about your breath and walking for 20 minutes. Just try that. Now, if you really want to go advanced, do all that I mentioned, either walk or meditate twice per day for 20 minutes. It's going to teach your body to have a rhythm and to slow down. And you'll find you start sleeping better at night. You won't even know why. Well, I'm telling you why, but I'll tell you, it's that simple and that straightforward. You must find your time throughout the day to have a few moments to wind down, to chill out, to meditate, to rest, to relax. It will help you relax better at night.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
The second thing that you can do is stop drugging yourself. A lot of people can't sleep because they're having caffeine at, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and their body is all keyed up and its hormones and your processing, your digestive system are out of whack. Drugs include caffeine, include sugar, include white carbs, include all those things that are whacking your system out, especially after that 3 o'clock hour in the afternoon. You think, oh gosh, it's fine if I have some coffee at 6 o'clock at night, because I've done that for years and I can still sleep okay once in a while. It's not okay. You need to knock off the caffeine, knock off the sugars, and knock off that high white flour sort of starch carbohydrates after 5 o'clock. Just don't do it, because it's whacking out your system and your sleep. So a lot of the reasons, you feel fine, you don't feel full. You're like, I don't understand. I ate hours ago, I should be able to sleep fine. Your body really does need its time to wind down, okay? It really does need it, which leads us to the third point, wind down. In that hour to 90 minutes prior to sleep, dim the lights in your house. Don't look at any screens anymore. That means no TV and no handhelds. You're not Twittering and Facebooking and doing all the other things on your phone. And I really mean no texting either. Just stop in that last hour. That means if you want to read a book, go ahead, read a book. Yeah, don't read like magazines with dozens and dozens of pictures to start dropping dopamine in the back of your brainstem. Just read one thing, read one article or one book, or journal and plan your day with no noise, no TV. I mean, I know you might have the kids and they might be loud and everything else, but then turn the TV out for yourself. And you're like, but Brendan, I gotta fall asleep with the TV. No, you don't. You just taught yourself to. Trust me, thousands and thousands of years of human history passed with no television. They slept just fine. I'm sure if you've ever gone camping or been in the great outdoors, you're like, wow, I sleep amazing. It's because you're not watching television, I hope. You gotta turn it off. Dim the lights, No screens, no sounds, stimulation. Just chill the last hour and allow you to kind of glide yourself into bed, calm, cool. You'll sleep like a champ. Last thing, number four, very simple. When you go to bed, your thoughts, you got to get them under control. The way to do it is be in a place of gratitude. Just say thank you. That's it. When you get into bed, just say thank you to your God, to your creator, to yourself, to the world, to the cosmos, whatever your personal faith or beliefs are. Just go, when you think about anything, if you think about anything, is just be grateful. Just think about all the things you're grateful for in your life. Don't think about all the things you need to do tomorrow that's going to whack you out. Just think about the things that you're genuinely grateful for in life, because you know what? A happy heart rests well. So if you can just be happy and grateful for the things that you do have in life, the person and the choices you've had in your life, the blessings that are all around us all the time, the good things that have gone on in your life, just think about those. It'll help you fall to sleep much more peacefully and easily. You'll drift out just fine. Wake, set your alarm for 8 hours later before you go to bed, so you know you're getting that time, and try to do it. If you wake up early, just lie in bed thinking about all the things you're grateful for in life, maybe some of the things you have to do as you wake up to slowly wake yourself up. Don't wake up and immediately check your screens. That sets the anchor and it trains your brain. Gotta get up, gotta handle. And that's why you're waking up too early often and kind of freaked out and you can't stop, because you're actually conditioning your brain to get up and check all these things. Don't do that. When you wake up, instead have a morning ritual that doesn't include checking into everything. Check into yourself. Think about your thoughts, maybe stretch your body, do your exercise, your workout, then plan the day and get at it. If you keep these things in mind, if you actually practice them, you'll start to have a whole new experience with sleep.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it.
And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.